Hey everyone, sadly our co-host couldn't join today, but today's episode will be featuring Bianca Owens, a veteran and an 8th grade math teacher. Let's see what she has to say about that.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Promise of a Teenager, where we bring teens from across the world to talk about their problems and how they got through it. I'm your host, Keon, but sadly, today we didn't have our co-host, Yvette, because she was on a business trip. But today, like, we have a very, very, very special guest for us today. Someone who I looked up to since I was in 7th grade. She was a veteran, and she's now a 8th grade math teacher. So let's bring her out to introduce herself. Miss Bianca Owens, how are you today?
Oh, hi, Kia. I'm good. How are you?
It's been a wild day.
It has. It really has.
So, on my first episode of Promise of a Teenager, we, you know, talked about a very serious topic to graph everything. And that topic was suicide. Now, I know it happens to a lot of teens across the world, almost about 6,000 times per year. And that's why we wanted to bring that out. That's why it was our first topic of Problems of a Teenager. But we never really got into how it happens. And the source for that is depression. So I knew you were you're a veteran. So most veterans in their duty with PTSD and trauma because, you know, of the things that happened while they were
when they're deployed and overseas.
When they're overseas. So, you know, do you ever struggle with that sometimes? Because I know you were, like, deployed, right?
Yeah, I was deployed for a year back in 2011 and 2012. And I was actually very fortunate because I wasn't on a combat deployment. And so my deployment actually, it wasn't stressful in the way that a lot of soldiers deal with. Yeah, but I do have a lot of friends that were, you know, deployed and went through certain things in the Army and definitely have struggled after leaving the service.
So what do you think the best way, like, to try to get away from that? Because I understand you really can't because it's, you know, it's already happened and it's very difficult to handle. But like, if you had PTSD, what would be your way to comp from it, to get away?
You know, unfortunately, I really just can't speak on that because it's not something that I've dealt with or experienced. But I know that in the Army that they do provide counseling services for people experiencing PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And so I know that that's a tool that people use, but it's not something that I've ever personally overcome. So I'm not very familiar with what the treatments are.
Yes, okay. Oof, it's just like a very hard subject. So depression. Depression can come from homes, your community, and from your school, everyone. So parents, you should be looking out for this when your child comes home to when your child leaves home, because it can be a very difficult situation to deal with when you already have it. So you might as well go ahead and like check that out now. I have something on my Instagram and my Facebook page about it. It's an article. It's a very great article. It's by CNN. And you can read up on the topic of depression, but off that subject for a second. Now, Ms. Owens, what inspires you to become a math teacher?
So my mom was a teacher, and so I've always been around education, and teaching is something that I always thought would be an enjoyable job. And then I just have always enjoyed math. It's just always been like a puzzle for me, and I always was good at it, and I studied math in college. And so after I got out of the Army and I was looking for a long-term career, then I revisited teaching and I thought it was something that I would like, and it is. I like the schedule, and it's a really great job for people who have families or plan to have families, because you're off in the summer when your kids are home and on Christmas breaks and things like that.
Right. I think that's very wonderful, but it's kind of still hard on the weekends, right?
You said hard on the weekends?
Hard on the weekends. You still have the great work. You don't do papers. Or do y'all do that, like, during the weekends, kind of?
Yeah, so, actually, you know, teaching is just like any other thing in life, is that you have to learn how to manage your time. So teachers actually have a planning period during the day. And then, you know, we stay a little bit after school or come a little bit in the morning. So if you just plan out your day and you have strong time management, then you can set your life up to where, you know, when you go home in the evenings and the weekends, you're not having to dedicate as much time to teaching.
Right, I understand. Well, I don't understand because I'm not a teacher. I get you. Okay, so how long were you deployed?
I was deployed for a year, a full year.
A year. And how was that experience?
So like I said, I wasn't on a combat deployment. So my experience actually, it wasn't bad, honestly. The hardest part was being away from my family. That part was hard, but I was in a country called Qatar, and it's really, really beautiful. It's one of the richest countries in the world, and it was a really cool experience being able to travel abroad. It was one of my, probably only the second or third time I had been out of the country, and it was my first time going to that part of the world. I had never been so far away, and it was really nice to be able to see and experience another culture. We worked hand in hand with the Qatari soldiers. So we got to just kind of, you know, open our minds and interact with people that we weren't familiar with.
Well, that sounds very amazing. I would like to go one time. I don't know if I have enough money to go, but one day I'll try to go. So, okay, back on the topic, depression, because, like, I'm sorry, I had to get off that topic for a second because it was, like, very serious.
Yeah, it's heavy.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, parents, listen up. Teams, too. Some teens, we discussed it on the first episode of Problems of a Teenager. No, I'm sorry, second. Some teens has a lot going on at home when they have to be in a situation where they have to be their parents in a relationship and take care of their parents because of drunk parents, abusive parents, and other things like that. Their parents might be drug addicts, or I can't even say because, you know, I really don't know. My parents are not. But the thing is, one of my friends, their parents are like that, but, you know, we don't go to the same school anymore, but we can kind of keep up, you know, in touch often. His parent was going on with a drug problem, and you know, he found the I'm not going to say what type of drug it is, but he found the drug, and he asked the parent, you know, what was it? Then, you know, the parent wouldn't tell him, so he had to do some back research on his own, and he didn't like what he found. So, you know, they had to talk about it. They went to a few counseling sessions, and, you know, they finally got over it. But, you know, the main topic is sometimes it can get worse than that. So, if parents, if you have a problem like that, make sure you just go, like, trying to recreate yourself so you don't have to put your child in that position when I have to step in and be the parent because it's really your job. So, okay. Now, with that being said, a few things that depression starts off with is anxiety, loss of interest, pleasure in activities, mood swings, or sadness. For the sleep-wise, you know, they kind of restless and they awake early. Their body is like, it's a loss of appetite. So I'm just saying, keep out and keep, you know, keep a lookout for these type of symptoms. You can find that again on my Facebook page, or my Instagram page, which I'll let you know at the end of this episode. But, you know, that, trust me, like, it's just a very, very, very hard thing to deal with. And you do not want to go through that. So, Ms. Owens, do you have any ideas of how parents can get through this topic?
I don't. Again, because it's not something that I've experienced directly. It's not something I'm trained in. So I really do try to kind of stay away from, you know, offering suggestions for experiences, you know, I haven't been through firsthand, because I do know that these are very delicate situations. I know that things like addiction, it's not a choice. It is a disease. And it's very hard to overcome. And so my heart just goes out to anyone that's dealing with something like that, especially for the kids, because that is who it's the hardest on.
Definitely hardest on the kids. Like, see, this is why I have you on my podcast, because I know we're going to be agreeing on the same thing. Because, like, it's very hard. And
yeah.
Let's exit off that real for a second. Now, Miss Owens. So, how is it teaching now? Is it better on the virtual experience? Is it better online? Or do you like it better firsthand?
Well, I mean, I think we would all agree that it is not better online. I mean, we have to do what we have to do because, unfortunately, our country just hasn't been able to contain the coronavirus and numbers are still spiking. But it's difficult online. There are pros and cons, though. You know, the pros are that for teachers, especially, it's easier grading. Because it's automatic, you know, Google Classroom, the grades go in, they go directly to your grade book, so you don't have to spend a lot of time grading papers. But it's hard because it's hard to manage students, and obviously everyone can just use their phone to look up answers and things like that. So that's difficult to manage. You know, also you miss the human connection because you're just looking at everyone through a computer screen and you don't get to really, you know, see them in person and laugh with them and interact with them and get to know their personality. So I would 100% prefer to be in the classroom. I just wish it was safe enough to be right, in the classroom. Right, because
today in our science class, we was doing, like, a group event. So in the Zoom meeting, they split us up into groups of four. Like, I'm telling you, it was so fun to interact with the students, you know, and not just mm-hmm. from the computer screen. Well, we were in the computer screen, but much fun and so better. But off that topic for a sec, sadly, you know, that's all the time we have for today because my podcast is not that long. I'm not Oprah, I'm not Ellen, I will tell you the truth straight up. So with that being said, sadly, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to another episode of Problems of a Teenager. Our podcast is available on Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you go check that out. My Facebook page is at Keon Williams. You can go follow me and find more information about depression, anxiety, and suicide on my next Problems of a Teenager episode, most likely. My co-host will be there. Sadly, she wasn't here today because I know she would love to jump on this topic because she has a lot of information about this. But sadly, she cannot join today. So, Ms. Owens, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, just make sure you remember this quote. This is the time where I have to become stronger, braver, smarter, kinder, and unstoppable because
you are a teen. And that is an amazing fact right there, Ms. Owens. This episode of Problems of a Teenager, make sure you hit me up with comments and make sure you subscribe. Thank you for giving me over 5,000 views. I'm so happy. Now, let's keep that up, can we? Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ms. Owens, and have a great day.
Thanks, Kian. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Sorry, like, this episode was so glitchy, but trust me, it won't be like that next time. Just make sure you tune in for another episode of Problems of a Teenager. Hi, and thanks for watching this episode of Problems of a Teenager. Make sure you download our other podcasts or our other episodes on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast for more episodes of Problems of a Teenager. If you ever think about committing suicide before, make sure you call the suicide hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Thank you for watching this episode, and see you next week.